This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle producing, and your number is 877-217-5757. You can email us at talk@talklouisiana.org. We start with Cecile Richards. Her book is Make Trouble, Stand Up, Speak Out, and Find the Courage to Lead. Cecile is the daughter of the late governor of Texas, Ann Richards. She is the former head of Planned Parenthood of America. And she is also a former resident of the great city of New Orleans. And good morning to you, Cecile Richards.
Hi, Jim. Nice to be on the phone with you.
Well, it's nice to talk with you, and many things to talk with you about. Today, by the way, is the 79th birthday of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And you know her well, don't you?
I do. But I thank you for reminding me. I didn't actually realize it was her birthday, so I'll have to drop a note. Yes, I have had the honor of working for Ms. Pelosi when she became the Democratic whip, and then eventually, of course, was elected both Democratic leader and then the speaker. So and she was the first woman who ever did that. So it was a really exciting time.
You grew up in Texas. And even then, Texas, the Lone Star State, was a conservative hamlet. But at the time, Democrats were still getting elected, including your mother. But your parents, you say, taught you to be a troublemaker. How so?
Well, I use that term kind of tongue-in-cheek, because I think the idea was always to make good trouble, as Congressman John Lewis always advises us. But, you know, my dad was a civil rights lawyer, still is, lives in Austin, and worked on things like voting rights and, you know, public education funding. And then my mom, who really spent most of her life as a, what we called in the day, a housewife, raising four kids, eventually got kind of the political bug herself. And as you said, you know, ran for office and then eventually became the first woman governor elected in her own right in the state of Texas. So, yes, I come by my activism really quite because of my family. And they really always believed that you were put on this earth to do something. And if you could figure out what it was, then you should just get after it.
I recall your mother bursting on the national scene in 1988 at the Democratic National Convention, and she gave this electrifying speech in Atlanta. And as soon as she was through, Tom Brokaw says, Ann Richards, divorced, recovering alcoholic. And she, like many other women, had to crack the glass ceiling, and we still find cases in which it's a very difficult process.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, that was one of the – but in a funny way, though, I think, Jim, and that was a bit of Mom's story to her success, was that she said you just had to take her warts and all. She was divorced. She, you know, felt like the failure of her marriage was had been such a dark period in her life. The fact that she had gone to treatment, gotten sober, and then became very public about that long before that was really done by politicians. And I think part of the reason that she related so well to people in Texas and around the country was she didn't make any. She didn't try to pretend to be anything more than she was, and folks could. I think folks could relate to that. But you're right. I think the double standard that Mom faced as a candidate, even as governor, is not that dissimilar to what we're seeing today, even with these women that are all these incredibly capable women running for president. But we just have to keep at it, because I think once women are in office, they do extraordinary things, and they bring a much-needed perspective.
The book is Make Trouble, Stand Up, Speak Out, and Find the Courage to Lead. It's now in paperback, and Cecile Richards is making the round. She is traveling to many parts of this great country. She's in Iowa, I think, later today.
Tonight. That's right.
And then we'll be back in Washington tomorrow, and then Philadelphia, Miami. This is just this week, and it goes on. This is how these book tours go. And she's talking to the people of Louisiana through this show, and we're glad she is with us. And to bring it up to contemporary time, you say you had a strange and alarming meeting with Ivanka Trump and her husband, Jared Kushner. What happened there?
Well, I talk about that in the book. You know, at the time, I was right after President Trump was elected, I was running Planned Parenthood. And, of course, we were desperately concerned because the president said he was going to take away all the federal funding for the health care, the preventive health care that we provide to, frankly, millions of people in this country. And they offered to meet, or through some emissary, I can't remember exactly how it came about, but in any case, yes, I ended up going and meeting with them at one of the Trump golf courses, which I guess is where most of the meetings with the Trump family happen. And they kind of, well, Jared Kushner really just wanted to make a deal. And essentially he said, and again, I go into more detail in the book, but essentially he said, you know, if Planned Parenthood would quit providing abortion services to women, then he could guarantee not only that we were not defunded, but that we got more money. And I tried to explain to him how important it was for us that women could get all the health care that they needed, including access to safe and legal abortion. And I was also so proud of all the work we do to provide family planning services and cancer screenings and the like. And that was actually what was at risk, because, of course, abortions aren't funded by the federal government. But he really wanted to make a political deal, and I just said we weren't making a deal. We were going to have to do everything we could to defeat their efforts to deny women access to care at Planned Parenthood. And ultimately, incredible, as many people will remember, when John McCain made that fateful decision and vote in the United States Senate, we actually were able to protect Planned Parenthood health care. And so, but that, yeah, it was a pretty jarring experience to realize that that was the stakes that we were going to be dealing with in this administration.
It was Bill Clinton who said abortion should be safe, legal, and rare, and abortions have gone down considerably in the United States from where they were in the late 70s, early 80s, or even 5 or 6 years ago. But yet 34% of the people in this country, according to a recent poll, say they're satisfied with abortion laws. The people on both sides don't like the way it is. Where is this issue going?
Well, it's you know, it's really interesting. I think it's an issue that people don't spend every day you know, thinking about, of course, until they need health care. But what all the research is showing now is one, as you say, it's really important. I think largely because of the success of the Affordable Care Act and getting better family planning services available, we are at a 30-year low for unintended pregnancy, and we are at the lowest rate of abortion since the Roe decision. So I feel like we're doing a much better job in terms of getting preventive care for all people, including women. But the support for Roe versus Wade is at an all-time high, higher than it's ever been. And I think that's because people recognize they can have their own personal feelings about abortion, and it is a very personal issue. But they also can recognize that the government shouldn't be making decisions for women about their pregnancies, that those should be left to women and their doctors. And that I think, is a majority opinion and has been for many, many years. But obviously we've got many battles, including the state of Louisiana, to make sure that people have access to that care.
Jim and Walker. Hi, Jim. You're on the air with Cecile Richards.
Ms. Richards, I have to tell you, I had the great pleasure of voting for your mother in Texas for governor.
Oh, my gosh. Where did you live, Jim?
I used to live in Clear Lake in Nassau Bay, across from that.
Oh, sure. Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yep. Well, your mother was a trailblazer, and you know Hillary Rodham Clinton well, and she wholeheartedly endorses this book, by the way. She writes, "With humor, heart, and hope, Cecile offers practical advice and inspiration for aspiring leaders everywhere." And despite the victory, if you will, it appears that the president received from the Mueller report, although right now we only have the Barr report, not the Mueller report. Do you have any doubt that without Russian interference in our election, that Hillary Clinton would be the president of the United States right now?
Oh, boy. Well, if I knew that, I'd be, that's a higher pay grade than I'm at, but look, we all know, or at least anyone who has been following the news, that the Russians had an enormous influence on the presidential election, and they obviously did everything they could to help Donald Trump be elected. But I think that the election was even more complicated than that. I still believe that the decision by Mr. Comey late, 10 days out of the election to reopen this question of email became just the all the news talked about. And I do believe it, you know, and up until that point that Secretary Clinton was poised to win the election. And as you know, it was decided by, you know, just a few thousand votes in four states. But look, that happened, and that was then, and this is now. And to me, and really why I'm on this book tour and what I've been talking to women about is, you know, women are the majority of voters in this country. They are really fueling all of the activism. They're running for office in record numbers. And I just hope that women don't get discouraged, that they understand how important their participation in voting, in running for office, in volunteering is, because I do believe that they have the opportunity to really change the direction of the country and make sure that issues that women care about, you know, equal pay, access to affordable child care, health care, that these issues are part of the public debate as much.
All right, we do have to roll, but thank you so much, Cecile Richards. The book is Make Trouble, and we'll be back after this timeout.